Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again, I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar, I make that word their bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Put it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick, and when it comes to sexing, I will show you what this is. So get in, make this true. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roleplay. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is passing like mass burned to the heat. That get really silly that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey everybody, you guys are definitely rocking out with A House Your Head Game. This is Real Rap with Nikki. So glad to be back. Black, are you? I guess you are.
Yes, I'm happy to be here, yo.
Yes.
It's been a while.
That's what's up. I'm really psyched to be back, and I'm really, you know, excited about everybody that's tuned in right now. Thank you, everybody that is tuned in. I'm just excited to be back and to do this shit all over again, another season. What's going on, Black? Like, what the fuck is up?
Oh, you know, chilling, just doing the street game radio thing, working, you know.
Exactly. I already know. And, you know, like we always do, we always start out the show by, you know, saying our hellos to everybody. So I definitely do have a couple of shout-outs that I do want to give. And shout-out to @SanSpartan. Is that? Yeah, yes. No,
Thoughts of Sand.
Thoughts of Sand. You know what it is? You know what? He always had the whole sand thing. Is he did switch it up on me from last season. But, yes, I Thoughts of Sand. Shout out to him who has been helping me promote the show ever since I even thought about even, you know, coming back on for the second season. So, shout out to him. He will definitely be on live with us. Also, shout out to @Griffin15, who said he will be calling in because he has a story to tell us. And it's his Twitter name is @Evolution15. I know him as Griffin. But hopefully you are tuning in, Griff. I will tweet you in a second because I definitely do want to hear the story that you do have to tell me. He tweeted me a picture earlier saying this is where I would be in 2 years. And from the background, I don't even know where that is, but it looks nice. It looks tropical. So I definitely want to find out more about Griffin. Shout out to damn, everybody has changed their Twitter name since the last season.
Yeah, that's why I keep my shit regular.
My shit has still been the same. You know where you can find me at.
I just don't know your damn Instagram.
Shut up on my Instagram. Shout out to, he's going to kill me. I know his real, shout out to Scrap Dizzle. His Twitter name is, it used to be @ScrapDizzle, but now he changed it. But shout out to Scrap from the DMV area. It is still @ScrapDizzle, but it's most known unknown. Shout out to him. He's definitely been working with me for a long time. I actually did a lot of showcases with him. I done brought New York City to the DMV area once a month, and we used to go down there and tear it the fuck up. So shout out to Scrap. Also shout out to @Bishop. He's another artist that is from the DMV area who will be who will be actually coming in, and you know he'll be performing in New York, and he actually got some showcases lined up in New York. He's from the DMV area, so because I made the connection, it's only possible that he's able to do it. But Black, you know, what's up? Because I'm over here trying to control
shit. Yeah, right now
shit. The thunderstorm is crazy.
But it's been a lot of things, you know, going down for those who know. Chris Brown got out of jail, yay. you know, came out looking like Sinbad, and the BET Awards happened, I think, this past Sunday. I ain't watched that shit.
I didn't watch it either.
And tomorrow's Independence Day.
It is. Happy Independence Day. Tomorrow is definitely Independence Day. It definitely is. I hope everybody is going to act accordingly. You know, they're not going to act a fool. They're not going to, you know, go crazy. It is Independence Day. I know fireworks sound a lot like gunshots. Just trying to make sure. They do. But I hope everybody, you know, just acts cool. Just enjoy Independence Day. Enjoy the 4th of July, however you do it, however you're used to doing it. I don't know. I believe Sam Spartan
or Thoughts of Sand
is in the building.
Before we even go into Thoughts of Sand, I know he's in the building.
I'm sweating.
Yo, it's been damn near a year since you've been on the airwaves, you know what I'm saying?
It has been.
We all know your show to be over the top, no
holds
barred.
We talk about every and anything, no filter.
And you're back tonight, you know what I mean? You're coming back.
I'm back.
It's got to be something you're getting into.
You know, there's definitely something I definitely want to get into. Of course. Of course there is. Black. I'm just trying to, you know, make sure I shout out who I need to shout out, and I get out, you know, put everything out there on the table. You know what I'm saying? You know, but the topic of the night, well, before I get into the main topic of the night, I wanted to, like, you know, ask you a question because, you know, we both are active on Twitter just as much as our listeners are. They're active on Twitter. And I know, you know, you guys heard about the whole, because I don't remember, I always told you from last season, I do not watch Love and Hip Hop. I do not watch it, but because it's such a trend, no, it is. It's like on Monday nights, I don't even get on Twitter. And everybody that, know, like, you can never say that you see me tweeting on a Monday night because it's no point. My timelines are not what I want. It's nothing I want to see because everything is hashtag Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, okay, fine. But what's been trending on my timeline right now is this whole thing about Jocelyn and Rick Ross having a baby.
Oh, fuck that. Her music video is whack.
I saw her music video today. I'm getting money. I get money or something like that. I seen it today. It was beyond trash. Jocelyn, like, just stick to stripping. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just stick to just doing, like, whatever the fuck you do on reality TV, basically being ratchet. That's your field. That's what people like you for. Because rapping and being an artist is definitely not what the fuck you need to be into. She disappointed me so bad because I really felt like, you know, she probably had something. You know, outside of the show, you know, I didn't even know her to be an artist. I've always known her to be one of Stevie J's hoes, and she was a stripper. You know, I didn't know this whole thing of her wanting to be an artist. I guess, you know, when people get their foot in the door, they just automatically just become something. I don't know. But I seen it today. It was in black and white. It was just like, ugh. And who the fuck was that nigga rapping? Who was that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Who is he?
I don't know.
But I want to know, like, do you think it's true that she's pregnant by Rick Ross?
Yo, if she is, he, like, so what?
I mean, it is so, like, what? I mean, it is,
yo,
so what, but remember, like,
not,
we don't care.
That's doing that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she lucked up and got in.
Oh, my God. Remind me what that word that is again, because remember, I'm grown.
Stevie,
I'm grown.
No baby. You know what I'm saying? He just got locked up for not paying any of her fucking child support. So there's no way in hell he's about to bring in another kid. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
So,
I don't know. My advice is, you know, to the females out there that think that they're a.k.a. Jocelyn, you know, because, you know, it's a lot of them. We see them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter all day. You know, slow down. Just slow the fuck down. As far as that whole era with the whole Love and Hip Hop, like, you know, I really don't feed into it. It's just that, remember, we're a part of a popular social network. And, you know, I follow thousands of people, you know, thousands of people. And that's what happens to come on my timeline a lot. And I was just trying to figure out, because I don't watch the show myself, and I basically kind of collect information from everybody else and put two and two together. But I definitely do want to talk about the main topic. But before that, Black, like, you know, before we bring on the co-host and everything, let's definitely get into a commercial break.
Oh, you want to play some music?
I want to play some music. I definitely do.
I got you. I think I got some for you.
What is this? Numbers in your pocket. I remember when you used to throw those things away. Why do you want to keep in touch now? Who gave you a reason to act so shady?
Ain't no cuisine, my cream the camcorder. Let me hit it from the front till the get shorter. The Harlem hang glider, hot flow provider. Home of the project halls and all-nighters. Grab your lighters, grab your privates. We break night, it takes flight, I'm the pilot. You look up in the sky, why am I so high? It must be the mo when you mix with tie. The new tri-state great gainer. If you don't know, this would be a no-brainer. Man, I get fame like Dana, Dane with frames. Change up, like I'm changing lanes. In the high-octane range vote. Shorty got game, but game over.
Baby, it's a shame, we gotta go.
Want the cookie, so I got the chips, ahoy these niggas. But I never iPhone, Android these niggas. Use rubbers with them, I don't ever roar these niggas. More money than them, I'ma son all these niggas. I ain't shopping, but it's like I gotta store these niggas. Put them on timeout and never call these niggas. Pussy like girls, damn, is my pussy gay? It's a holiday, play with my pussy day. Pussy this, pussy that, pussy taken. Pussy ride dick like she a Jamaican. Pussy stay warm, pussy on vacation. You loose bitches need a pussy renovation. You could eat it with a pussy reservation. Pussy about to get a standing ovation. Clap, clap, clap for this pussy nigga. But I can't get this pussy to a pussy nigga. Aw, man, slow down. I'ma give you something that you can hold down. But I can't give you head, I'm too ill for that. I'ma make a movie, still Kill Bill for that. Cause what the fuck, this ain't Chanel, nigga, custom down. What the fuck, I ain't smoking hot, bust me down. You the same clown, nigga, that was running me down. Now you all up in the store cause you wanna be down. I said, rule number one, to be a boss ass bitch. Never let a clown nigga try to play you. If he play you, then rule number two, fuck his best friends and make them yes men. And get a dick pic and then you press send. And send a red heart and send a kissy face. And tell him that his friends love how your pussy tastes. And that's rule three, I'm the school T. My wrist look like I am a jewel thief. But that's just cause I am a boss bitch. Now macaroni cheese and grill my swordfish. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. If he catch my drift, he could catch my jizz. I be out in Cali running where my business is. I be out in Cali watching back my Christmas biz. Every time I fuck him, yes, I tell him this is his. Look down at it and I said this is big. Man, my game so cold, I said this is rigged. Best flow in the game, this is not a lie. Tell them bitches cross they P's and dot they I came back, bitches flow still boring. I said, damn man, go back to whoring. You know I still lead the league in scoring. You know I'm still bad and I'm still foreign. I'ma give bitches time to get hot. Chill out at the game, New York nigga box. If they actually got bars, they can rock. But if not, I'ma destroy chicks a lot. Oh, but on the pill, I'm an album mode. Just drop this freestyle, 45 get old. When I lay low, bitches be safe and sound. When I come back, they better not make a sound. I hear you when I'm back on the prowl. You bitches better have my money, cause I'm coming for you. Ooh, ooh.
Okay. A rich bitch sauce, rich bitch cold, got a rich bitch cough. Rich bitch want it, I go rich bitch off. Cause you know my style getting bit ripped off. When I'm at the restaurant, rich bitch sauce. Rich bitch cold, I got a rich bitch cough. Rich bitch want it, I go rich bitch off. And you know my style getting bit ripped off. I'm a boss.
Ask Lil Wayne who the 5-star bitch is. Ask Lil Wayne who the 5-star bitch is. Ask Lil Wayne, ask Lil Wayne. Ask Lil Wayne who the 5-star bitch is. Ask Birdman who the 5-star bitch is. Ask Young Money who the 5-star bitch is. Who the 5-star bitch is. Who the 5-star bitch is. Ask Birdman who the 5-star bitch is. Ask Lil Wayne, ask Lil Wayne. Ask Lil Wayne who the 5-star bitch is.
Hold up, son, word. Yeah, to all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I got my phone.
For real, because you ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
I got this. Just watch my back, I got your front.
Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another story gets told, it ain't nothing really. And yo, done spark the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better
dislocation when the slugs penetrate. Feel a burning sensation, getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through, or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunny shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. Hey, the crook, son.
He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. The whistle must have got you, trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, M, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on all my put on all my peoples, react with lyrics like Max a hit. You don't know when I roll up the beat, go sleep because of freak.
Sonny shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
And we're back.
Yes, we're definitely back with Flowing on Black. That was my shit, my beat, yo.
Well, you know, I had to, go back Thursday. You know, I had to do at least one, you know.
Exactly, throwback Thursday. Of course, exactly. Ben's in the building. Let's bring him on before I get these topics in, because I want to actually, start talking to him a little bit before I get into the topic.
All right, let's see. 411-7 on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, caller, you on the air. Who's it?
It's Griffin of the Evolution. What's good?
Hey, Griff, what's going on?
I'm good.
Nothing much. I'm happy to hear from you.
Oh, it's great. Always an honor coming on this radio station. Y'all doing your thing.
I know you do. I know. Definitely want to shout you out before I'm gonna get back to you. So I definitely want you to hold on, but I definitely want to shout you out beforehand because I know you was in the building for a minute, and just let you know that I know you here. So shout out to you.
All right, back at you.
All right. So Griff, do me a favor and hold on for a second. Black, let's bring Thoughts to stand on one so we can get a new topic.
Okay. 4922, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yo?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, my bad.
Come on on, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is CEO checking in.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for tuning in to Real Rap with Nikki. This is a How's Your Head game. I appreciate you. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. Another day, another dollar.
I got a question. CEO of what?
CEO stands for classy, elegant, and original. There's only one. It's more than a brand. It's a lifestyle.
Okay, hey, I just want
to know. That's what it is. And can you, I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? Can you break down what CEO represents to you again one more time?
CEO. C, classy, elegant, original.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what it is. Exactly. And right now, as you know, like, well, you know, I've been tweeting and everything like that. Like, you know, this is my second season. I'm on air and everything like that. And I definitely have a topic to get into. So while you're on the air right now, I actually have to, before I get into our topic, I wanted to know, do you even watch this whole bullshit of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? Do you watch it? Yes or no? Because if no, then we can move on.
I do. To be honest, I do.
You
sometimes.
Do?
Sometimes, no, it's because it's a joke to me. Because it's like, I look at it like this. The only reason why half
okay.
of these chicks is halfway on the air or on TV is basically
mm-hmm.
it's a higher stand of a groupie. I hate to put it like that because if you
oh,
think
yeah.
about it, if you're not dating this artist next season, then you're not on the air. So it's basically a joke to me.
Hey,
I'm just keeping it 100.
Shit, right? Keeping it 100. Keeping it 100.
Yeah,
but I like to keep it 1,000 because 100s change, as you can see.
Okay.
The 100, the new $100 bill, that shit looks so fucking fake. So I would say we keep it at 1,000 because 100s do change.
Keeping it 1,000.
And
like
that was keeping it 1,000. Exactly. And my whole thing is like this because, like I said again, like I said in the beginning of the show, I don't follow it, but because, you know, I'm on this Twitter and every other, you know, social networking site, it just happens to be out there the most, especially on those days that the show airs. And it becomes interesting because I be trying to piece, you know, things together because I don't watch the show. I actually do not support. I am not a viewer. They cannot count me in. I do not tune into the show.
But don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. I watch it for entertainment. And
it's
not a diehard.
But you know what? Fuck it. It is entertainment, though. It is. And that's cool. But my question was, like, did you hear about the whole the update so far that Jocelyn is, you know, supposed to be pregnant by Rick Ross? Like, do you think that that's true or do you
I don't
talk?
Know.
Or do
you
think
just,
it's just,
that's
you know,
just talk. I feel like it's just talk. It's hype for the show to get viewers to watch, to be honest.
I think so, too.
Half of them niggas ain't living what they're showing on TV anyway.
Please, I think that whole house is rented, if you ask me. I think that it's rented because we all know. If you don't know, now you know. A lot of celebrities, what they do is they like to rent jewelry, they like to rent cars and
mm-hmm.
to rent houses, you know, just because, especially if it's for a photo shoot or, you know, reality TV show or
there you go.
Whatever. They rent it. They definitely do. They do. You know, they give it back. It is what it is. But I think it's rented, and I totally do agree with you. But my main topic for the night was, okay, when it comes down to certain situations in life, we all go through ups and downs. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're right. Everybody got
okay.
a story.
Depending on a certain situation, now, say if you were the provider for your family, and, you know, you had, you know, a wife and, you know, a husband or whatever and some kids, and you were the provider. And let's just say, you know, you happen to lose your job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now
right.
things are actually plummeting because that's what usually happens when you, you know, maintain a household and you do lose your job. Things happen to go downhill until you're able to get, you know, another job. Do you feel as if it's right if the significant other, either he or she remains the same or he or she adapts to the situation? So whether that be, you know, whether she was used to being wine and dine, but now, you know what I'm saying? She can't get that anymore because now it's just like, okay, that's not in the budget. So is she wrong for kind of being a little bit upset, or did she have a reason to? I mean, you know, like, because, you know, situations, you know, seem to change us nowadays. And I just want to elaborate sometimes on, like, the situation at hand and the individuals. Do you
okay.
think that it's fair that, you know, a person changes when things fuck up in a relationship? Because they're used to a certain thing.
I feel like that's a definite no. I mean, everybody changes, true indeed. You can be with somebody for 15 years and not really know them because you change every day. You adapt to your situation every day. Me, on the other hand, which I am the provider, I do all the above, make sure everything she has is up to par or whatever the case may be. And I feel like, well, if it comes to a point where I can't do that anymore, one of the two things, either you love me for the materialistic situation or you love me for me. And to be honest with you, I don't like to lie. I'm a mind person. So it'll be a situation where I'll try you. You know what I'm saying? I'll try you to see if you're really about me or if you're really about what's in my pocket. So not to say that I play games or anything like that, but at the end of the day, if I'll stop. For whatever reason, I'll just say, okay, you're getting too used to this top life, so let me bring you back down to reality. I'll stop doing it. And the minute you say, well, you used to do it, don't stop doing what you used to do before, then, okay, I already know what you was about. Now, if I do it, and you be like, oh, babe, it's all right, I could do it. I never really asked you to do it anyway. I'm used to getting that done myself. Then I got much respect for you. Then we can rock.
Right. I definitely do agree. You know, I definitely do feel that when each other go through hard times, you know, that's when I believe, like, loyalty kind of sets in.
Exactly.
You know, it's because then you'll be able to see, like, yeah, if you were with me because of my money or were you with me because you actually, like, you know, you like me for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
I do encourage, you know, because we all go through it. You know what I'm saying? Especially
mm-hmm.
if you're in a marriage or if you're in a relationship that you're trying to actually, you know, actually get up to the point where you are in a marriage with that person, you go through ups and downs. But,
mm-hmm.
I've actually talked to a female, and, you know, her whole intake on this situation is like this. Like, look, I'm used to something. He can't provide. No, I'm not going to cheat on him because of the situation, but I'm not going to sit here and, like, fucking be without because he's in the situation because he's in the situation. Like, I can't make him work extra hours like he
right.
used to because I'm not his boss. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just like, all right, you know, I understand. You know, people are used to what they're used to. And just simple fact is like, yeah, when you lose your job, like, yeah, you're going to, that next month, you're like, fuck, like, how the fuck am I going to pay my cell phone bill because I am no longer going to receive a check from these niggas.
Right.
You know,
That's the thing. I always say, meet me or beat me. Don't come 50-50. I don't need you to come half-assed, and I'm not trying to raise a girl into a woman. Either you come to me as a woman, and you already got your priorities together. Because at the end of the day, when that cell phone bill come in, it's not in my name. It's in your name. When that rent is due, it's not in my name. It is in your name. So don't depend on me. At the end of the day, you either, the same way you was paying that phone bill before you met me, continue to do that. The same way you was paying that rent or that light bill before me, continue to do that. The fact that I'm here and willing to help you, that's a benefit.
It definitely is. And all the couples need to definitely, you know, they need to definitely appreciate that, and they definitely need to keep that in consideration. Black, what do you have to say on what CEO has to say about what my topic was for the night?
Like, it's hard to follow that shit. But it pretty much, it runs right first in the whole school, so I would definitely, not go as deep as she did, but, you know, I'm saying if you was rocking before me, you know, my shit isn't, it's not permanent. It's not like I'm permanently taking over, you get to blow your money and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It'll pay for your shit. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like, if I come over, I may buy some groceries or get some takeout or some shit like that. It'll bring a bottle or whatever, but I'm not paying for your light bill.
Okay.
Exactly. I agree. I also want to get into the topic, you know, if this is more targeted to the men. No offense, CEO. This is more targeted to men. Like, what is it with, why do men And Black, maybe you can help me out, you know, and I know Dr. Sand wants to, I know he wants to comment on this, you know, on this, but why do men want sex in the morning so much? Like, why?
Because you wake up in the morning and be.
But that's because you have to piss. That's not because you want to fuck. That's simply because you have to pee. You've been holding your piss.
Yo,
just like I've been holding my piss. You've been holding your piss all night. You know what I'm saying?
You might let yourself go get up in that bus this night and then dash to the bathroom because you can't hold it. I bet you that shit.
I'm just saying. Because... You know, I wake up, and it's just a little scary, you know.
Well, yo,
I wake up, and
I like
eat.
Think about it like this. A guy wakes up in the morning, what? First thing a woman does, she opens her mouth.
Cut it out. She yawns. Yes, she does. She yawns.
Black,
listen. I mean, if you are with your man, you know what I'm saying, like that, and he does wake up at 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, he about to go to work, and you don't even have to wake up for like a whole another hour after that, and he actually wakes up and he wants to fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like just give me a chance, like can I, you know, like. Adapt to the
situation. I'm saying, you want a Red Bull? You want some coffee? What?
I do not want a Red Bull. No, I would like to fucking be able to see you with two eyes when I blink. You know? Not when I open, not like, you know what I'm saying? I think that I'm still dreaming / like, wait, I'm startled because, you know, you wake up and you're just like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said again, I feel like that morning wood is not like because, you know, I feel like it's because you have to pee. And that's, like, 8 times out of 10 is because of that. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. Please correct me. Please correct me. Why? When you wake up in the morning, you don't have to pee? You don't have to pee?
Look, like I said,
Before you get it in, you don't have to pee first?
Most of the time, no. And sometimes, no, that's not the case. Sometimes we just wake up with a stiff one. It is what it is.
I have to give it to the niggas, you know.
You know, shit.
I just wake up
know,
with a stiff one. I don't have to
use
that can hold their piss all the way until, you know, after the fact. Okay. I have to pee when I first wake up because, you know, I don't pee. Alright, well, what? Where the hell is Starz a fan? I've been saying his name like this whole entire night.
Hold on right here. Let me see if I can bring him on. Hold on, let's see. 4378, you're on air.
What up, though?
What up, though? Like, what's going on, Starz a fan? How you doing?
The DJ J Fresh checking in, man.
Oh, that's
DJ Fresh?
J Fresh.
That's what it is. That's what's up. How you doing?
Ain't nothing cooling, man. What's going on?
Nothing much. Well, I mean, I don't know how long you've been tuning in, but we were just basically covering a couple of topics. The first topic was, and I want your opinion, was when you're in a situation, if you happen to go through, you know, a hard time, do you expect your significant other to ride it out with you and be happy? Or do you expect, you know, her to write it out with you and also go through the motions of her changing?
In that situation, because, you know, everybody got this thing, okay, like, I got your back at it. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Then some shit happened. Then that person gone. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's good that you got a little shorty or your man, you know, provide, you know, and things happen. And your shot or your man still holding you down. That's what I love all about.
I definitely do agree with you. And, you know, I got you know, I stress that, you know, like, you know, we all have kind of said tonight, you know, we all said the same, you know, kind of the similar things, like, you know, if you're going to be in it, you're going to be in it. You know, you're going to deal with it how you deal with it. Although, yes, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm one to, you know, if you're one, if you're used to something, you're used to something. And if I feel like as an adult, if you can't obtain that by yourself without having to depend on somebody else, then maybe you shouldn't, you know, try to be that way because mm-hmm. you can't keep it up. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
So.
But yeah, you gonna get the man. I remember you used to do this. Or you gonna get some side. You gonna get some sidetrack on that because they used to that. Then when they ain't got it anymore, they give you a certain face. They act a certain way. Attitude change.
No, they do. Yes, they do. They do. And like I told, you know, like I said before, like, you know, I've mentioned earlier, you know, I've spoken to somebody about the situation. She's like, yes, I love my husband. And, you know, I'm with him, but right now he has fell so hard that he can't even get up. And I'm used to something. And, you know, I'm not going to cheat on him, but I have to do what I need to do to maintain how I live. And I'm like, okay,
sure.
I guess, you know, you feel that way because that's what you're used to. So you have to get it by any means necessary to maintain that.
For sure.
I just got it.
You know? So, you know, we don't knock anybody for what they're doing, you know. You know, you got to get it how you live. But definitely if you are, you know, if you are with somebody that you love and they happen to fall, like I said again, like, I feel like that's where loyalty comes in. You know what I'm saying? When you can actually go through the bottom up with that person. You know, you can actually go through with that person. And sometimes you can actually be the one to actually bring that person out of what they're going through because, you can be that wiser person to just influence and motivate and say, look, I'll help you, or we can do this together and X, Y, and Z. But definitely, I just say, you know, if you are with somebody and, you know, they go through hard times, even if you are used to something, I can't knock you for that. But just try to stick it out as long as you can before you resort to, you know, just totally disconnecting and finding other means of, you know, getting how you used to live. Because I'm pretty sure if you wait it out, these things are called blessings. You know, they do come. And,
yeah.
You know, things would happen. No, seriously. Seriously.
No, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't built like that, though. They ain't in a certain way, so...
You gotta
take high.
I'm not built. Nope. Sorry.
You said, huh?
I ain't built like that. Nah.
Okay, so
like I said, like the promise.
So explain to me how you're built, though. Like, you gotta tell me.
Look, it's on some. Because now in this day and age, with this independence and all that good shit, you know what I mean? It's still how you live. All right, fine. We can have an A, split shit down the middle. I'm paying my shit. You're paying your shit, and we call it a day. So when I'm gone, you should be all right. And I'll still be good. Now, it's different when it's a marriage and there's kids and all that. But still, you're paying for some shit, too.
Oh, yeah. Like in a relationship, you're going to sprain that bread when you're in a relationship. You're going to go through a whole lot.
Yeah, that would be winning if I choose to. You feel what I'm saying? Birthdays, holidays, mm-hmm. shit like that. I'm sorry, shit, whatever. But it's not gonna be. I'm taking care of everything. No. Moving in, you're paying cable and phone, and I got heat, water, and we split the rent or whatever.
For sure.
I love you. But anyway, I think it's about that time that we go pay some bills. And then when we come back, I definitely want to talk about, since there's so much guys on the line, and I'm pretty sure y'all think that I don't know shit about sports, but I still want to talk about Carmelo Anthony real quick when we come back. And, yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Wait,
definitely rocking out on Real Rap with Nikki. Definitely, we're just getting started. Season 2 for me. And Rock out. Come in.
Love my niggas, but where's my bitches? I love my niggas, but where's my bitches? Love my niggas, but where's my bitches? I love my niggas, but where's my bitches? It's all good, it's alright. Fuck all day, fuck all night. Call my bitches, cause wherever I go, get all my bitches, east to the west coast, all my bitches. Yo, chickens is good for plucking, so I'm sticking bitches fucking. Got them tricking while they suckin', give them dick and they be fucking. I've done it all, from acting two hoes in a three-way, Dominican hoes on B-way, country hoes in VA, and they all say the same about my game is tight. That's why every night, a different group of bitches start a fight over some dick that they don't even own. All I'm giving them is a bone, blowing up a nigga's phone, but ain't nobody home. I'm in the zone, trying to do things, but turn this into a crew thing. What's up, girlfriend? New game? No wonder why when I leave at night, because I leave at night. I'm leaving bitches not breathing right. I fuck their head up with some slick shit, hit them off with some long dick shit, make it some quick shit, but rip shit. Then I'm out. It's like the trash on a Thursday. Knowing she'd be giving up the ass on the first day.
It's all good, it's alright. Fuck all day, fuck all night. Call my bitches, cause wherever I go, y'all my bitches, east to the west coast, all my bitches. It's all good, it's alright. Fuck all day, fuck all night. Call my bitches, cause wherever I go, y'all my bitches, east to the west coast, all my bitches.
Flocks of bitches by the dozens, from sisters to cousins. Got them doing shit they said they wasn't ever gonna do, like knowing I fucked a bitch that she was close to. Still gave up the ass and dope she was supposed to. Bitches to bitches and flicks and chicks, videos with the baddest hoes sucking dick. It's the dog in me that makes me do wrong, and these can't help but get strong, cause the game is too strong. I like them greedy, black like Edie, eyes beady, willing to give to the needy. And I ran through them all, from around the way bitches, and them out of state hoes, and even hitting gay bitches. All I tell them is, let me get that, then it's on. Knock a motherfucking poop, and then I'm gone. I got the white bitches saying it's a black thing, cause I leave that hoe with no dough and plenty of back pain.
It's all good, it's alright. Fuck all day, fuck all night.
Call my bitches, cause wherever I go, call my bitches, east to the west coast, all my bitches.
It's all good, it's alright. Fuck all day, fuck all night.
Call my bitches, cause wherever I go, call my bitches, east to the west coast, all my bitches. Bitches who get props, cause they know who can get got, who they can get shot. By the way your niggas slip drop, walk up in the spot, knowing what she wants strictly. When hun wants to dickly, hun comes and gets me. Hits me, pays me, doesn't get crazy. Knows to be swayed, cause that's daddy's name. I keep them hoes in check, like the government. Hitting them off with nothing but the dick, and they loving it. Hugging it, like it's their best friend, cause it is, word to miss. Fucking with tricks is just biz. I deal with strictly dimes, got them committing their first crime. Now she sucking dick for the first time. And ain't no secret about how I freaked it when it sleeped it. Never knew how I peaked it. That's how I know that this must be that shit. I tell them bitches I be back, and they believe that shit.
It's so good, it's alright. Fuck all day, fuck all night.
Call my bitches, cause wherever I go, y'all my bitches, east to the west coast, all my bitches.
It's so good, it's alright. Fuck all day, fuck all night.
Call my bitches, cause wherever I go, y'all my bitches, east to the west coast, all my bitches.
It's so good.
I want a billion Jeff Koons balloons, I just want to blow up. Condos in my condos, I want to row up. Crispies with my Missy, live at the MoMA. Bacons and turkey bacon, smelly aroma. Oh, what a feeling.
Cop those things. Cop those things.
shell. Surrounded by Warhols, my whole team ball. Twin Bugattis outside the Art Basel. I just want to live life colossal. Leonardo da Vinci flows. Ricardo Tisci Givenchy clothes. See me throning at the Met. Voguing on these niggas, champagne on my breath. Yes, house like the Louvre or the Tate Modern. Cause I be going ape at the auction. Oh, what a feeling. Oh, fuck it, I want a trillion. Sleeping every night next to Mona Lisa. The modern day version with better features. Yellow Basquiat in my kitchen corner. Go ahead, lean on that shit, Blue, you on it, huh? Oh, what a feeling. They try to slander your man on CNN and Fox. My Mirandas don't stand a chance with cops. Even my old fans like, oh man, stop. I could if I would, but I can't, I'm hot. And you blow, I'm still the man to watch. You blow on my left hand and not. Soon as I step by the booth, the cameras pop. Niggas cool with it till the cannons pop. Now my hand on the Bible on the stand. Got your man in the jam again. Got my hand in cup. I'm like, goddamn, enough. I put down the cans and they ran muck. My hair pins, pear skins, ruptured spleens. Crack ribs go through cribs and other things. No sympathy for the king, huh? Niggas even talk about your baby crazy. Eventually the pendulum swings. Don't forget America, that's how you made it. Come through with the yay mask on. Spray everything like Sambo. I won't scratch the Lambo. What's it gonna take? For me to go, for you to see, I'm the modern day Pablo Picasso, baby.
And we are back, Real Rap with Nikki, 347-857-4302. You know, we're talking of, what's the word, pretty much splitting the load of the house as far as bills and everything like that. So definitely hit us up. Taking some more callers, 347-857-4302. Shout out to everyone who's tuned in and rocking out on Twitter. A couple more joints for y'all. We'll be right back.
I know you gon' miss me, for we've been together like Nike Airs and Chris T's. S-Dots with polo fleeces. Purple label shit with the logo secret. Give me a couple years, shit, I might just sneak in. A couple words and like peaches and herbs.
HipHopGang.com.
We've been reunited and it feels so hood. How the whole world saying, how you still so good? Well, I do this in my slumber, summer. I ain't none of these half-ass newcomers. You know how I do, summer. I drop heat when you bring the sun up. The combo make niggas back up. I pick a gun up. Niggas back up. They know I'm not no fronter. I don't talk shit. I just flip an onion. Sorry, Lance, I'm just trying to advance my quote. I ain't making you the butt of my joke. But let's not stray from what I came to say to my beloved. Think we need some time away. They say if you love it, you should let it out in cage and fuck it. If it comes back, you know it's there to stay. It's tugging at my heart, but this time a part is needed from the public. You should have gave me the public. They gave me the advocate. But you know me, thugging to the casket. Still shine light down on all my pairs. I know they wear some queer. I still want them to share. And all the success I receive, I know you can't believe. I still love them, but they don't love me. They like the drunk uncle in your family. You know they lame, you feel ashamed, but you love them the same. It's like when niggas make subliminal records. If it ain't directed directly at me, I don't respect. expect it. You don't really want it with hoes. For the record, I put a couple careers on hold. You cook your next kit. Keep entertaining the tone. You gon' make that boy whole. Put your name in the song. If you that hungry for fame, well, fuck, come on. Say when. Take 10 pages and spin. But on another note, about to take another vacay on another boat. Goddamn, a motherfucker rode his way out the hood. And I pray that I stay out for good. But any day you know a nigga could try to play like you should. Then I gotta play like Dutch Schultz. You pass the Dutchie, I blast you. Trust me, niggas can't fuck with me. I'm in a good mood, lucky. I got a good groove, and I ain't trying to fuck my finger. But I will lay down a couple green bucks to get you cleaned up. Non-Pulp Fiction, Coke for citizen, young niggas that blasphemy, no religion. Listen here, Summer, baby. I just believe it's the right thing to do. I got a brand new bitch, Corporate America. She's showing me a lot of action right now. And I know you put me on my feet and all, but, I mean, it's time for me to grow. You gotta let me go, baby. You gotta let me go. I'm done for now, so one for now. Possibly forever, we had fun together. But like all good things, we must come to an end. Please show the same love to my friends, dear Summer. HipHopGang.com.
All right, with Nikki. Hit us up.
I love that song, Dear Summer. All right, so we're definitely back in the building. And we definitely were talking about relationships and everything. I have a couple of questions to ask you, Black, since, you know, it's been a while since. No, but it's like nothing bad. Ew. All
right, let's do it.
Okay, since last season, I have spoken to you throughout the whole year. You already know you've been through my whole engagement, my whole new birth of my new baby. So, like, what's going on with you? Like, what's going on your way?
Yeah, same stuff, man. Just working and working, yo. Chilling. You know, I was sick a couple months ago. You know, everybody checked in. Shout out to you guys. I definitely appreciate it. But, you know, I'm well, and I'm back to doing what I do.
That's cool. Yeah, I knew of times where you were, you know, in the hospital. And, of course, I knew you weren't that sick because from within the hospital, you were still being Black, cracking jokes, and everything. So I knew you were cool. But shout out to you, Black. Like I always say to you, because without you, this would not even be possible. But we want to talk about the time mistakes men and women make in bed.
Wait.
And if you have the 10 mistakes that men and women make in bed.
Okay.
So if you have to guess at least three of them, what would they be? About to say if you're right or wrong.
Places for me, I don't know. You know me, dad. I guess the, you know, I'm regular.
Okay. Well, according to the information I got back on my Twitter feed, well, the first one is being silent. Like, if you know what you should need to do, you know, why are you quiet? There should be no silence in the bedroom, especially if, like, that's in a closure meeting. Like, you guys know that that's what you're going to do, whether it's your man or whether it's whoever it's with. If you guys are going to get together, there should be, like, no silence. And I think, like, that would be, like, a number one mistake. Because that would feel awkward. Wouldn't it be awkward if, you know, sound was ever communication or type of anything? Doesn't it sound weird to you? Wouldn't that be awkward? I mean, it would be awkward to me.
Yeah, that would be, you know, that would be dumb awkward. Like, it's kind of one of those, you have
yeah,
that
like,
face
it's like,
and
okay.
It's just an awkward silence for like 3 minutes.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not awkward. Like, okay, like, we actually, obviously, we're here together because we made plans. And throughout those plans, you know, everybody should kind of got what it was. So it would be awkward. But, like, silence was, like, the number one thing. Because that tends to happen a lot. Like, if you don't have anything to say and I don't have anything to say, it's just, like, that's what's going to happen. We're not going to say anything. Second thing is, foreplay. Foreplay. I mean, it does, foreplay does help. And it doesn't have to, like, and people, when you say foreplay, a lot of people think, like, all right, I have to dress up or I have to become a character. No, not even. You know what I'm saying? Just to do the whole making out and, you know, that just comes in handy because I know me, you know, when that takes place with myself, it does build up, like, you know, my sexual drive to even once it does happen, it's, you know, it's cool because of the whole, like, leading up to the whole foreplay, the whole kissing, the whole touching, the whole everything, you know, that leads up to it. And sometimes if you don't have that, and I think this falls in line most likely with people that are not in relationships with the people that they sleep with. So it's just like, you know, a fuck buddy. Then maybe not, you know, it's, there's no need for foreplay because, you know, obviously you guys are not in a relationship and maybe to each his own, they feel like it's not necessary because with foreplay comes feeling occasionally, but a lot of people feel that a number two mistake in the bedroom as far as sex that people make is like not doing that. Because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, if you met a female and, you know, you guys went out and, you know, you guys started, you know, having fun. You guys maybe went out for drinks or whatever have you. And she expressed to you that she wants to take it there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you would want to jump on it, but then maybe you would probably feel like, okay, well, I don't know you. Like, you're not aggressive. This is just, like, you know, not what I want to do because, like, there's no connection. I don't know. But
what?
Foreplay.
Look, it's like this. As far as the foreplay goes, common sense just tells you you can't do that with everybody. You feel what I'm saying? You can't.
No, you can't.
You know, you got to be smart with it. Like, you know, you go wham, bam, thank you, man. Follow each other
on
Instagram.
Like if that's not what you're paying for, you know what I'm saying? If that's not what you're paying for, then there should be some type of a little bit of, you know, because a service is a service.
See, something like that, that's a piece that, you know, that's a, you know, double-headed coin. I mean, it's, because the conversation can go either way, because really either way is right, but, you know, to each his own, like you said, it is what it is. Next.
Cool. All right, well, I'm dealing with, like, some difficult, like, technical difficulties over on this end. Just let's play, you know, let's just, like, you know, play some music or whatever the case may be, and then
we'll
be back before we close out.
What you trying to hear?
Something. It's considering it's Thursday, it's the right Thursday. Something from like the 90s. Something
from the 90s. All right, I got you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly. When the rain hits my window, I take it, me some endo. Me and Timberland, ooh, we sang a jangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your dojito like you loco. Can we get thick at night like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo. I smoke my hydro on the D-Lo. Keys to the Jeep. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peak. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up today. Old Missy, try to maintain. I can't stand the rain. I feel the wind, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 10, begin. I sit on heels like Lauren until the rain starts coming down in orange chill. I got my umbrella, my finger waves these days, they fall like chump. I break up with him before he dump. To have me, yes, she love me, yes, she love me.
Tell him you be home real late and sing a break.
got that good love for you, didn't know. She's sick of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan. Scheming, don't leave your girl around me. True player for real, act tough, dad G. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped, CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping jobs, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke was the best stroke. Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing a song for me, boo? I got the good love, girl, you didn't know. So what's it gonna be, him or me? We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state. Sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8. Her flight lands at 9. My game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Cause I'm focused, I rock Versace lamps, I'm focused.
You didn't know I like crocodile boots and gator suits. The biggest willies got to fill me. I like the Hot Wheels. You got a fast car. Like Tracy Chapman, you can cruise with this rap star. The mink border, the heroin importer. I be that rich bitch. That banks by the tip. Check it. I spot pitch like Spud McKenzie. I'm Leon Lahimsey. Taxes is getting passed. It's the central for the presidential. Certified testicles. Get sprayed for the decibels. The king and I. All you need in this world. I'm a bad girl. The high pitch screaming. Fat, luscious, lickable lips in a jet black bitch. Second in, fulfilling dreams, making life complete. Come take a journey with this funkified bitch that can't be beat. Once, twice, second time around for me. Three times more than the lady you'd imagine me be. I've been reinstated, platinum plated, and niggas hated. Relay it, that I'm the shit. 12 loopers in the pit. Get hot like a chili pepper, sleep for me. You got the blunt, give it away to the B-R-A-T. And check my M3, they got more beats than Bo P. Got G. And you can't keep up with this temper from the West Side Street. I'm counting that money, acting funny with all the phonies. Keeping it real with homies who've been real to me. It would defeat the purpose for me not to flash my rock. Cash travelers, check the best to stop the bars. Sipping on Dawn.
Just that
me. Look, man, you wanna see me locked up, shot up. Mom cracks stuff over the casket, screaming bastard, ass crying. Know my friends is lying. I know who killed them, filled them with them Rugas from their Rugas or they desert. Dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant. Kinda quiet, watch my niggas bring the riot.
That dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song for you. To the rhythm of my love for you. And now it's beating slow and you know it's the end of the road. When I sing that slow song for you. And love is nothing but another gun for you. I know who killed them, filled them with them Rugas from their Rugas or they desert. Dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant. Kinda quiet, watch my niggas bring the riot.
That dirty money.
Nothing much, chilling, vibing out, just, you know, getting things situated. Just happy to be back on air. Before we, you know, I know the show is coming almost soon. We have another half an hour left of the show. Just vibing out. Just, I have a lot of things upcoming as far as, like, interviews and, you know, that's coming up next week, Tuesday and Thursday. I definitely have a lot of artists' music that they sent me to blast, and we're definitely going to judge it on Cram It or Jam It. And you know how that goes. If it is something that you want to listen to, if it came on your radio, would you cram it or would you jam it? Would you dance to it or would you just switch that shit automatically? So I definitely did preview a lot of the music that I had got sent beforehand. And, you know, some of it is cool. It's okay so far. I'm definitely to hear what your intake and what your opinion is on the music. Most definitely, because, you know, I know you.
But you make it sound like I'm, like, the meanest.
No, you're definitely Simon. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But, you know.
You're definitely Simon. But, definitely, I'm just, like, it's so much things that it is, you know, it's upcoming on this show. And I'm just so happy to be back. But, you know, just going back on Twitter a little bit, I definitely do have some shout-outs. Thoughts of Sand has sent me, like, a million and one texts. I couldn't even tell you what the hell. But shout-out to him. He was definitely trying to get on tonight. You already know. Shout out to CEO and everybody that has came through the building. Let me ask you a question, Malak. What do you plan on doing for the 4th of July, Independence Day?
I'm chilling. It's a day off work. I'm just going to relax and just wild out. You know, maybe crash a barbecue. But other than that, I'm just chilling.
So when you say grab some barbecue, that means, like, basically intrude on somebody else's shit.
Yeah.
I dig it. Now let me ask you a question. Do you feel as though majority of black people, they buy new outfits just to fucking impress somebody at the cookout? Like, they purposely buy a new outfit for the 4th of July just because they know they're going to a cookout and they're just trying to impress whomever. That was just a tweet that I got sent. And I'm going to actually shout that person out, actually. Because I thought it was funny. And they definitely said that, here it goes. Shout out to @InfamousRay, who says, black people buy new outfits for the 4th because they're trying to impress everybody at the family cookout.
Hmm.
Yay or nay? Do you agree with that or do you disagree with that?
True.
True?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
How about I fucking bought a new outfit because, like, I bought a new outfit? No? It doesn't add up because it's the 4th, it's a holiday.
Hmm.
I mean, I laughed at it. You know, I just wanted to know if the majority of people felt the same way. That, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be black people, you know, all races, but people in general, they buy new outfits on the 4th just to impress people at the barbecue or cookout or whatever function that they're going to attend.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's, you know, kind of true, but, like, I'm not going to say that that's 100%. I don't feel like that's 100% true. Because, like I said again, like, how you know I bought this new outfit and how you know what's new? And if I did, it doesn't necessarily have to be just because of where I'm going. It's maybe because I need new clothes or new things.
And I happen to wear
a new outfit on the 4th. I mean,
yeah, and that also happens. You want to go buy that outfit July 3rd.
I brought something right away.
July 4th on the way to the motherfucking party.
Oh, my God. So, I know that you tweeted, I mean, not tweeted. I think you did, or you Facebooked, about the Old Navy, the flag team. Yes, because how many years is it going to keep doing this? How many?
Yo,
I know they are still doing it, because I have not shopped at Old Navy in such a long time.
Yo, no, because I saw it the other day, man.
Is it the 2014 and 2015 flag tee?
Yes, 2014 Old Navy flag tees. Yo, I was weak.
Okay, well, how much are they going for?
I have no idea. I just saw the people with them on. I wasn't that Old Navy.
That's crazy.
And I was going to go, hey, how much did that cost? They still make those?
No, because that's it. Like, it's been so many years that they've been doing this. I mean, eventually, at some point, at some year, you're going to fucking stop, right?
Like, hey, look, okay. They're still making Uptowns and fucking Jordans.
They are still making Uptowns and Jordans. I actually came across some disgusting Jordans. And I don't know if you saw it, but they were like, I guess, the 11s. And they happened to be like pepperoni. Like, it was like a pizza. Like,
Nah.
I don't know if you saw that. I could actually tweet it, because it was Ludacris actually tweeted that, because he was like, wow, that's ludicrous. And I just happened to, you know, it's weird. Like, it's like a pepperoni pizza Jordan 11, the 11s. I don't know who the fuck would wear that outside. But yeah, people come up with the most craziest things. What do you think about, like, everybody now, like, just doing shit on their own and then, like, uploading it to, like, YouTube and trying to become, like, somewhat of viral?
I think people have gone about search for fame the wrong way, because they looking, they looking for some next reason. You know, they doing it by some other means, so I don't think it's a good thing, because people are essentially getting hurt, and you know what I'm saying, because most of these fights that we see go down, they get so intense because the people fighting know somebody's recording, you know, because somebody yells out, world star, you know.
Right, and that's a reason to just, like, automatically become the Hulk in the situation. It has become, but you know, you can't lie that this hasn't became an epidemic, you know, in today's society, as far as, like, you know, uploading every and everything that you do and hoping that it becomes viral. And majority of the shit does become viral, because, you know, a lot of times people put on for the camera. They do, like you said. And I don't want to, and the funny thing, I was going to call out names of, but I'm not going to do that. But, yeah, people put on for the camera. They do. And
we're not going to say no names, but
we're not going to say any names. But, yeah, so like you say, you know, it consists of something like yells, like world star, for somebody to be like, yo, I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? And it's just be extra. And the funny thing is, though, like the wrong things, I believe, are going viral, such as fights. You know what I'm saying, between kids and teenagers and, you know, younger. I just think that those things are like, especially if you're a young adult or if you are an adult, why are we even still getting to this level because of, what, a drunken night and of he said, she said? And a lot of times it's most likely about that and about another dude or another female being involved with somebody that they know, and it just becomes crazy, because I have yet to see a fight that went viral that was, like, actually, like, worth it. Like, it was, like, that person, like, threatened their life and their fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, not that I even feel like these things should be even broadcasted or anything like that, because, you know, why are we even still fighting? But they're broadcasted for, like, the wrong things, and they're going, you know, viral for, like, the wrong things. And it definitely does, you know, And a lot of younger kids think that it's cool, and they repost it because, like, ha, 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 check this out. Look at it. It's so funny. But it's just, like, it's really not funny. And it's just, like, unfortunate that you happen to come across it. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I don't know. Definitely, you know, I mean, what can we do? You know, you and I. I mean, we can only say, you know, to kind of, like, cut that shit out. It's not even necessary, like, showcase your talent, like, let that be, you know, let that go viral, like, you know, I happened to actually catch The View today, and they were talking about internet, you know, people being famous off their internet, and there was a couple of kids, and it was actually a guy, he's a janitor, you know, in a building, and he used to just sing all the time, because he was just sweeping and mopping the floors, and, you know, making sure everything was cool. And, you know, he got adapted to the social network working thing. And he's like, you know, he uploaded the video just to see. He was even happy just, you know, to get a response from his family members on his page. Not even the whole world, just, you know, what his friends and family members thought. But, you know, because he can sing, it actually went viral. And it was just like, you know, that's something positive. And the song that he was singing, the person actually, you know, he got an actual chance to meet the person today. And that was cool. That was something positive, and it also went viral. Just like a kid that got to meet, you know, the president and, you know, just actually wants to actually change the world as far as having adults and kids work together. And, you know, that went viral. And, you know, things like that, I think those are beneficial. But all the extra crap. If you're not showcasing the talent, I don't believe you should upload a video.
But like, you know, like if it's something cool like that Cupcake Kid, or you know what I mean, you know, something that it kind of.
Who the fuck is the Cupcake Kid?
Spanish kid. Yeah, his mother had recorded him and her having an argument over cupcakes, and just his whole disposition on why him and his brother should have cupcakes was hilarious all in itself. But, you know, he was arguing with his mother, and he's 3 years old, and he's really trying to get his point across.
And about why he wanted to eat a cupcake.
right, why he should have cupcakes for dinner.
Oh, man. Actually, I want to YouTube that out because I'm curious to see. Because, you know, I have young children of my, you know, of myself. I have one that's going to be 6. So she's not, you know, she's still young. And then I have almost about to be 6-month-old. So it's just like, it's curious to see why a kid would argue with their mother about having cupcakes for dinner. You know, I mean, but things like that, you know, I mean, if it happened to come across to the general public as funny, hilarious, entertaining, okay, it's a kid. He's, you know, trying to make his point across about having cupcakes for dinner. Maybe we all as parents, you know, we may not agree with what he's saying, and, you know, we probably wouldn't even let him even talk so much as to even get a video out. It's like, I said no, no is no. But, you know, that's something that's not, as you know, that's not negative. I mean, I haven't watched the video, so I don't know if the little boy is being, you know, disrespectful or not, as, you know, as far as proving his point. But it's nothing in the context of fighting and, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't want to talk about things like, you know, twerking videos because, you know, that's, I guess, a form of entertainment to the general male population. But, you know, these things go viral, too.
Well, that's because sex sells, and regardless, even though so many people speak against it, once you see
you
a
love it,
with
don't
a nice
you?
Body, gyrating, want some
you love
free,
it, don't you?
You know, you're going to look at it, and you're going to share it, and you're going to look at it again, and so on and so forth. Men and women, you know what I'm saying? Now children, since they know how to hack rental codes and shit.
Mhm. I mean, I can agree to disagree with that. it makes sense. But like I said again, I don't want to I don't want to bring that up because like majority of the males would be like, oh no, like leave that category out. Like that is something totally different from bitches fucking up each other in the bathroom, in the school lunch hall, or you know what I'm saying, in the fucking park. Like that is bum fights. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something totally different. And I'm not trying to get beat up over that. But I mean, we're talking about some of the things that are not so much influential in today's society, or just, and you know, to the normal individual, like human being, like that does get overly populated and overly noticed, and that goes viral because that's basically what it does. Like, you know, if 1,000 and more people are looking at it and comment to it, most likely 1,000 more is going to be curious to do the same thing because they've seen 1,000 plus people. So.
So, like I said, the whole being a celebrity thing, hey, if you attain it, not by some dumb and stupid and shit, more power to you. If you attain it by doing something stupid, like don't ask why you got arrested. Don't ask why you're facing this time.
Oh, my God. I think I've seen a video like that, like of these kids smoking in the hallway of a building, and then they got arrested. And then it happened, yeah. They caught the whole, like, you know, the whole arrest. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they and it's just like, really? Wow. That's crazy.
So pretty much, shit like that, you know, come on, like, the girl, they robbed the bank or own a car, some shit like that. And then she goes on YouTube flashing money, like, come on.
Okay, well, where did this take place? Was it somebody from the NYC area that robbed the bank and then flashed it on whatever social networking site?
Well, see, like, it's happening everywhere now.
So robbing banks was getting that easy to do?
Hey, I don't know, but I know you'll ask this.
I mean, that's what it seems like.
It's life, son.
Wow. So maybe, you know.
No probation and it's like.
Slight work, like you're getting off easy, even if you come off with the government's money. That's crazy. That's crazy. None of those buttons work. Like, you know how, like, they showcase, like, you know, isn't this was like, emergency button underneath your whatever? I don't know. I've never worked in a bank before.
Hey,
so,
hey, I don't know.
It's supposed to be a safety button. There is just common sense. It's supposed to be, like, a safety button, you know? So nobody's pushing that?
Hey, like I said, I don't know. I'm not. It doesn't look like they are.
Maybe it's inside. I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm going to let you run off with this dough. Just move around the back, you know? That's crazy. Oh, man. See, nothing is safe anymore. Like, not even to watch shit on internet, TV, but then it's like your fucking money in the bank. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Definitely as a world, you know, we all, like I said again in the beginning of the show, we all go through some tough times, some rough times. But it's how you deal with it in the end. Because if that's your situation at the time, it is what it is. You have to make the best of it. I mean, I feel like that's like the only logical way to think about it. You know, if you're in a situation where you only, this is what you're doing and this is what you got going on for you right now, like, make the best of it until you can find better or do more. Make the best of what you got going on for you at the moment. So, you know, it's crazy. I don't think, you know, it's crazy that people are, I mean, not that it's crazy because it happens every day and it will continue to happen as long as, I guess, we all live, like, you know, robbing banks. But I really thought, like, security was way more tighter than what the hell is going on right now. That's crazy. And also, too, like, you know, I've also, in New York, I'm pretty sure you know too, like, they've, you know, before, like, the summer really even started, like, there's been so many shootings and, you know, killings, and it hasn't even really, you know, began to, like, set, you know, like, summer. So that also has to, like, come to a cease or, you know, die down. Like, it's too hot for this shit. Like, ugh. And this, I mean, today, just today's weather alone, you know what I'm saying? Would you have wanted to pack heat on you in this weather? Would you? It's just a yes or a no.
It's too hot for that shit, man.
Exactly. I wouldn't want to pack no type of motherfucking heat with me today. Whoever was on my shit list is going to have to wait till it's a cooler day.
I sound here like niggas always want to lose their hair when it start getting nice and hot out when the girls start wearing less clothes. Right. Like, what the hell? And be prepared to be locked up for the rest of the summer. Exactly. But then come out
in the winter and try to, like, continue their mixtape and make some babies, you know? Just fucked up.
Mixtapes and babies.
That's up, please. Don't get me started.
I won't.
I'm just saying. But it is, it's, I mean, niggas, you know, it's when the sun come out and when females start wearing a little bit of clothes, less to nothing, that's when things happen. And innocent people get caught up in the bullshit. That's the fucked up shit. Innocent people get definitely caught up in the bullshit.
Most definitely. So what else? So pretty much you staying in the house this summer?
Pretty much, you know. You know, that's the only way. It's bad enough, like, you know what? And I also hate to, like, oh, gosh. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, bust open the nearest fire hydrant on your block. You know what I'm saying? But I've dealt with that, on, you know, where I live at. And the shit would just be running, like, all night, all day. That's water being wasted. And nobody's even in the water. And then it rains. But then the hydrant is still busted open. And so, you know, I'll be staying inside.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit more. You got to be a little bit more cautious with that, you know.
Can't you? Exactly, you know. And it's like nobody's even in the shit. Nobody's even, you know, running through it or anything like that. And, you know, cars, you know, of course, cars, every now and then they'll drive through to get their car wet and to, you know, wash their car a little bit. But after that, it's just like they be on all throughout the night. And when I wake up in the morning, it's just like, damn, the fucking fire is just on. Nobody turned the shit off.
You ever been pulled under the water?
Depending on where you live at. Huh?
You ever been pulled under the water right after you got your hair done?
Yes, but you know what, though? I specifically get my hair done designed especially for that, though, because I love water. So whatever hairdo I'm going to get is going to be water, like, it's going to be good. It's going to be appropriate for the water. So it can get wet.
Wait, they got waterproof weed about this motherfucker?
It's not waterproof weave, Black, but thanks for blowing me up about weave, okay?
Oh,
yeah, it's
on,
not this. It's cool. It's not waterproof weave, no. But it's certain types of hair that, you know, if it happens to get wet, because it is that high quality hair, you know, and it can get wet, and when it gets wet, it gets curly, you know. That's what that is. So I'm always prepared for water. I like, you know what I mean. I like to get in the water. I like jacuzzis. I like tubs. I like beaches. I like pools. Like, I like water. So I'm gonna have to, and I know how to swim. What the fuck? What you thought I was gonna be in the pool with some Brandy braids out this bitch?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I asked the questions I asked. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Nope, I'm gonna be with, you know, whatever is installed at the time, and it's gonna look nice in the water. It's gonna be water resisting, you know. It's gonna be able to do. Not gonna not tangle up. It's gonna flow.
So as long as you've been getting your hair done, you've been getting that waterproof joint.
As long as I, exactly. I don't know any other. You know what I'm saying? And that's only because, like I said again, I like water. So, like I said again, you know, everybody knows by now. And if you don't know, now, you know, like, you know, I'm engaged. I'm practically married. I have, you know, we have kids. We're a family. And, you know, if I'm in the shower and he wants to get in the shower, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, it just happens. And you know how that goes. And hair gets wet. Things get wet. A lot of things get wet. Floor, everything. So,
yeah, like, we get it.
Yeah, we get it. Exactly. So you got to have that water resistant hair if you are. And I don't respect the bitches that do go out and buy and purchase hair if it's not, you know, if it's not grown on your own. You know what I'm saying? That do not invest in getting that type of hair, and they do play themselves and try to fucking do a Mimi and fuck in the shower and hold onto the rod and get their weave wet, and that shit comes out looking like a cat. Yeah, exactly. I don't respect the bitches. I do. Like, you knew going in, like, so why would you even play yourself? Invest in yourself. Get that shit that you know, that you know. Do what you got to do.
I'm with you.
That's it. Do what the fuck you got to do. If you bold enough to go in the shower, bitch, and you know you have weaving, and you know that shit was how
yeah,
much it was, and you folded it up.
You shower cap or a plastic
and you
bag.
Didn't, and you, because you was trying, exactly, you didn't. You played yourself. Don't do that. Mm-mm. Because, like, you know, me, Black, you know, hey, I do not watch anybody's pockets. You know, you buy what you can afford. I'm a big believer on do not, you know, like, at your wage. Like, don't try to sit there and you know you get this much. You trying to fucking live like this and do this. Like, I don't respect that shit. At your wage. Like, do what you can do. But don't try to go into the pool this summer and you know that the hair that you purchased isn't for all of that. That's all. I mean, because you'll only be embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, because if your shit is jacked up, a nigga like me,
we'll say something about it.
Instagram.
Exactly. And caption it in a second.
Quick.
So,
fast.
This is what I'm just trying to prepare, you know. Think about it. But definitely, Black, you know. Next week, Tuesday, I definitely have some interviews. We definitely have At Ferrari Franchise Boys coming on. And we also have At Music Maestro. He's a super producer extraordinaire. He's going to produce people like LL Cool J. You know what I'm saying? Just so many people. And I'm going to let him actually come on and say that. But before we get out of here, like I always say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about what you got going on or what you're doing. As long as what you're doing is working for you and it's right, it's legit, do what you do. That's it. Stay safe. Until next week, Tuesday, I will see you.
And, of course, fellas, it's the holiday weekend. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tools. Ladies,
wrap it up.
After the July 4th parties with some American flag shirts, American flag tights.
Them
types
of crosses.
Protect your clam. And if you're driving, yo, alive, don't drink and drive. Be safe. See you on the next one. Guys, have a great holiday. We'll catch you next time. Peace.
Good night.